This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The Speedo Swimsuit Company this year introduced a new full-body racing suit called the LZR, or Laser, and it's about that fast. In the last 2 months, more than 36 world swim records were set, and all but a few were by swimmers wearing the Laser.
But some critics say the Laser is like technological doping. But the International Swimming Federation, FINA, has approved it for competition.
Even though the Laser is expensive and not all athletes will be able to afford it. I spoke earlier with the CEO and publisher of Swimming World magazine, Brent Rudemiller. Brent, we've heard about fast suits before. What is it that makes this new suit so innovative?
Well, that's what everybody wants to find out. And they just revealed it this last week. And they redefined the word material. Used to be purely fabric, and Speedo had a material made where it's polyurethane surrounded by fabric.
If you threw the Laser suit in a pool with no swimmer in it, would it float or sink?
Well, by FINA's own definition, it would not be able to float. At this point in time, I would have to say it does not float based on FINA rules, but that issue is still being debated.
Because I'd read in the last couple of days of some question about whether this thing may be more buoyant than other full-body swimsuits.
It has to have zero buoyancy. The construction of this allows for the swimmer to maintain his or her body position throughout the competition because of some rigid construction, some panels that allows the major muscle groups to centralize in the core area.
There's some kind of girdle effect on this thing.
That would be a good way to describe that. And traditionally, athletes, as they get tired, their legs may start dropping, and this supports that.
You know, I first saw these full-body suits introduced, I think, a couple of Olympics ago. And when I saw them, I thought to myself, why do they even allow this? Why don't you make everybody swim as stripped down as you can get?
Well, wouldn't that make viewers go up?
Well, I don't know if it would, but it at least everyone could see, you know, what was going on, and that's how they used to do it.
Yeah, it's the technological progression. You know, there was a period of time when everyone was wearing wool suits, and then all of a sudden the dawn of silk suits came about. But the real question here is, does all the athletes have equal access to the same technology? And that's really a tough one right now. You know, just to take a step further, some federations throughout the world, you know, are already linked to certain sponsors. Over in Italy, all their athletes must wear their sponsored swimwear, which is not the Speedo, and that's creating turmoil within the athletes now because, you know, they're tied to their sponsor, but there's this new material out there that FINA allowed to come into it.
Well, I guess the question of access is two things. One, this suit costs, I think, more than $500 each, so not everyone would be able to afford it. And two, they are brand new, and I certainly couldn't go into a local swimming store and buy one. They're not generally accessible yet, but hasn't Speedo said they will make them available to any Olympic swimmer who wants one?
That's my understanding, that they will do that. That is required by FINA. You know, the cost factor has a tremendous ripple-down effect into the age group and the grassroots of this. It is proven that athletes will go faster in this, you know, and it becomes a have and have not. There will be legislation banning it at certain levels of competition in order to create more of an even playing field. The suit itself only lasts for 6 to 12 wears. Michael Phelps could theoretically go through 3 or 4 swimsuits at $500 a pop at the Olympics.
Brent, have you tried this suit yourself?
My gosh, I could probably not fit in one. They had to measure me 3 or 4 times, but the answer is no.
Well, have you talked to someone who's been swimming in it?
Yes, I have.
And what do they say? What is it about this experience?
They feel unbelievable. The athletes think it's the greatest thing ever.
And what do you think? I mean, is this going to change the future of swimming, change this Olympics?
Oh, it already has.
Or just create a whole bunch of problems?
Oh, my gosh. It's, first of all, the technology is out there, and now you have all the issues. And those issues are going to go all the way up through the Olympics, and they will continue on. But there's no going back.
Brent Rudemiller of Swimming World magazine speaking with us from Phoenix, Arizona. Brent, thank you.
My pleasure.